Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
On August of 1994, we're having our security meeting, and there's about 40 of us in the room, Somalis, U.S. military, non-government organizations, United Nations. It's a pretty high brow meeting, and starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. About 8:20, the door opens and this guy runs in and he's weeping. And I promise you, that's not usual. It's a European guy that I knew very well. And he just cries out to the group, they're killing everything that I love. And they have said to us, if we don't pull out now, they will kill everything else that I love. You see, when we entered Somalia, we knew that there were about 150 Somalis that had a personal relationship with Jesus. Almost all of them men, almost all of them from minority tribes. And as civil society continued to melt down in Somalia, it just became open hunting season as more conservative Islamicists arose in that culture. And on this one day in August, they killed four of my best friends. Just walked up to them on their way to work, put a gun to their head, killed them, and then took their bodies and hid their bodies so we could not even honor their deaths. It's for the first time I understood what it meant to Mary to say to whom she thought it was the gardener, you've killed Jesus and now you've stolen his body and we don't even know where he lays. And that was the depravity of Somalia, that we started in 1991 with about 150 believers, and by 1997 they had killed all but four of them. Those that they hadn't chased away, they killed. And how can you say that love is stronger than hate? How can you say that, where's there evidence that greater is he that's in me than he's in the world? How can you say that Jesus works in a place like Somalia? And so in 1997, those were the kind of hard questions I was asking myself. Now, it didn't bother me that much that government didn't work. And I can live with the fact that military doesn't work. Military, I've noticed the military has to go where the church has failed to go.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.